The Big Small Business Show, proudly sponsored by MTN Business.
The Big Small Business Show is proudly brought to you by FICA. Choose a difference maker, choose a chartered accountant.
Welcome to the Big Small Business Show, the show for all our fantastic entrepreneurs out there. And many of the entrepreneurs out there are doing things that are sort of in the dark recesses of our economy, the things that we see but don't see. And one of those things that we see but don't see, but when we really need it, we look for it, is your fire extinguisher. And my guest in studio today is Bonani Boloi. He's co-founder and MD of MPE Fire Services, and they operate in three provinces, namely Gauteng, Limpopo, and Mpumalanga. Before we watch the background profile, we need to notify you that there is a beeping sound in the background towards the end of this insert. So please don't jump up like I did to check your inverters or power banks. It's not you, it's us.
MPE Fire Services is a registered business that supplies, installs, and maintains fire extinguishers, fire hose fields, and fire hydrants. The business also provides fire signages. The company was founded in 2014 by co-founder Bonani Boloi and his business partner to become self-employed.
What led us to start this business was basically to be, you know, self-sufficient and be, you know, self-employed. And basically the drive for me, it's all about also creating job employment opportunities for other people.
The business currently has 5 employees and made an annual turnover of 2.8 million rands in the last financial year. Like any other business, Bonani and his business partner have experienced challenges along the way.
We experience a lot of, you know, challenges, and most of the biggest challenges is usually around the finances. You get a project worth 3.2 million, you need startup cost. That's usually, you know, the biggest challenge is that, you know, we came across. Not many, you know, lenders out there trust new entrants into the market to give them the capital to run projects. You end up going to, you know, individuals which will charge you exorbitant interest rates.
Bonani and his business partner aim to take the business to the next level and therefore seek guidance to make this move.
The next step for us, we want to compete in the manufacturing space. By that, I mean we want to have our own example extinguisher, hose reel, branded our own name, so that we do not sell the already existing products that are there in the market. I think the guidance that I would like from Alon is to, you know, get more opportunities in terms of access to more market.
Welcome, Bonani.
Thank you so much for having me, Alan.
Okay. So, in there, you spoke about that you got into this business to be self-sufficient. Where did you get your first deal from?
Okay. My first deal was with Eskom, which was a 3-year contract to do basic maintenance and services for them for 3 years.
Okay. Yes. And how did you get that deal?
It was through basically, you know, throwing out, replying to a tender, and, you know, my price was fine, and yeah, they enrolled me.
And have you had subsequent clients after that?
Yes, I've had, you know, subsequent clients after that. One of my clients were Sinten Leather, which makes, you know, the leather seat for cars, different manufacturers. I've been with them for, I think it was 3 years also.
Yeah.
Just doing their maintenance. And yeah. I think.
And how did you get that client?
It was through, you know, cold calling.
Yeah.
And you know, eventually, you know, got a meeting with the guy, and we have had a service level agreement for a period of 3 years.
Okay.
Yeah.
And. When you think of a fire hydrant or fire hose or all that equipment, for me as a, and non-specialists, they all look like the same thing to me. Like, are there different qualities? Are there different requirements in the industry that only some people can supply certain equipment and other people other equipment? Or is it easy to get access to and hard to differentiate?
They are basically, you know, the same. When you look at, you know, the extinguishers that are there, they look, feel the same. It's just that branded a different name from time to time. So the choice is really up to, you know, the end user.
So how do you differentiate? How does somebody choose MPE versus Rayscorp fire extinguishers? How do they make the choice?
Okay, so at the moment we do not have, you know, a product of our own. We are currently servicing the already products that are existing in the market at the moment.
Yeah.
So the bigger picture is to have one of our own coming in into the country.
And then what would that be different? How would that be different from somebody else?
It will be different.
Other than by name.
Okay, it will probably be the name will be one of the features. But it will be giving, you know, people more options in terms of brands that are there. Because at the moment, you know, there's very few brands of, you know, fire extinguishers.
So let's say, I'm going to drill down here a bit. Let's say we got MPE, are you going to call it MPE fire extinguishers?
Yes.
Versus the existing in the marketplace, whatever it is, right? The client's going to say to you, what's different about this? And what are you going? How do you answer them?
Okay, I think in everything that I do, I emphasize a lot on, you know, quality.
Yeah.
And also, you know, being responsive to customers.
So that's from your service perspective.
Yes.
Okay. Now, if I take away, and if you watch the show, you'll know I do this with a lot of entrepreneurs. If I say to you, you're not allowed to use price or service. Now, what's different about using your MPE extinguishers versus somebody else? What's different? How do you differentiate yourself other than price and service?
It's a difficult one to answer because these things have got a lot of uniformity because we all have to subscribe to the SAB 1475, you know, regulations.
Yeah.
So you're not allowed to, you know, do different features as you would like. You need to subscribe to, you know, what the SAB BS, you know, 1475 regulation says.
Okay. So let's come back to the you're wanting your own brand.
Yes.
Because I'm not so keen on that idea, but I'll talk to you about why, and maybe I just want to investigate if I'm thinking correctly about this. Right now, if you need to get stock of extinguishers, you go to a wholesaler or a importer, and you just give an order, and you buy it, and then you sell it. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
So you hold no stock?
Yes.
If you imported MPE, you would have to hold stock. Okay. And do you think that, have you got place to actually store that, or that stock?
Okay, so at the moment we, you know, renting an office, well, not big enough to, you know, keep a lot of quantities.
Okay, that's number one. Number two, so because there's rental, insurance, there's all these other things that would come with, if you're going to bring in, and there's a minimum order quantity that I'm sure, if you were bringing this in, I don't know which country or whether it's local, whether manufactured, there'd be a minimum order quantity. What would be the minimum order quantity?
Most of them they order from, you know, China.
Yeah.
In terms of the quantities, I'm not really familiar in terms of how many you can bring at a time.
Okay.
Yeah.
So when you compete now, is there anything on that tender document when you're competing that you put down as what makes you different other than price? And perhaps your BEE level.
Okay, so it will probably be number one, price, yeah. And also, you know, the references in terms of where we have done work before with customers, and I think that, you know, give us a competitive advantage.
And let's talk about those references. Are those references written references? Do you get references, for example, from Eskom to say, you know, we've used MPE, we're very happy with their service?
Yes, I've also, you know, worked with, you know, construction companies like your Bartlett.
Yeah.
And also, you know, IS construction companies. So they basically would give you a certificate of completion, and, you know, there will be somebody's number that you can call to affirm that we are the one that actually did the work.
So just last question from me is around the industry cycle. When do I need a new extinguisher? Is it a year or 2 years or some time period from the time it's installed? What I'm really trying to understand, are there cycles that in summer you get there's more sales than in winter, or are there cycles in the industry?
Okay, so there's basically no cycle. So yeah, once you have installed it, regulation says you need to maintain it on a yearly basis. So, you know, some clients would maintain in January, February, March. There's not really a peak period per se. It's just that for you to understand who does what when.
How long have you been doing this?
I've been doing this since our first big contract was in 2016. Yeah, so that's 7 years into it now.
7 years. And who sells? Who calls? Who clients?
I do the calling. I do a lot. I drive sometimes. So, yeah, I do a lot still.
All right, Bonani, we're going to have to take a break now. And when we come back, I'll give Bonani some thoughts around how to think about building his business into the future. We'll be right back.